Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. Well, the Lansing area has landed on a national list of 76 improving housing markets. To find out if things are in fact getting better and what about the foreclosure rate here in the area, well, I'm joined by Darren Bloomquist. He is the Director of Marketing Communications at Realty Track. Darren, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So I guess it's a good sign that the housing market is improving here, but what about foreclosures in the Lansing area? Are they still quite high?
They are high, relatively speaking. We show for our year-end report, which we just released today, for foreclosures, Lansing had the 40th highest foreclosure rate among metro areas nationwide, and that's out of 211 metro areas that we look at nationwide. But the trend that we're seeing is downward. So the Lansing foreclosure numbers in 2011 were actually down 20% from 2010, and they were the lowest number we've seen since 2008. So they were below the 2009 numbers as well.
So in a sense, we are trending in the right direction. Is the Detroit area, is that where we see the highest rate of foreclosures in Michigan?
Yes. Yeah, that of any metro area in Michigan, that has the highest foreclosure rate. Nationwide, we rank that number 18 among those 211 metro areas. And the foreclosure rate there is 2.94% as opposed to the 2.14% that we saw in Lansing.
What metro area has the highest foreclosure rate in the country?
That is Las Vegas, with a whopping 7.38% of housing units with a foreclosure notice for 2011. And Las Vegas has consistently had that highest rate for the last few years.
Now, local realty officials say that the housing market is improving here in the Lansing area. Could we end up seeing new homes being built and a general improvement in the housing market while foreclosures still continue happening at a fairly high rate?
Yes, definitely. Foreclosures, we refer to them as a lagging indicator. So the foreclosures that we're seeing right now in Lansing, for instance, are not signs of problems, you know, right now. It's a sign of a problem in the housing market probably 6 to 12 months ago. And so that person started, you know, a foreclosure is representative of a person who maybe 6 to 12 months ago stopped making their payments, and now that house is being foreclosed on.
And with foreclosures, I'm guessing they happen even during the best of times, although there is always the option of selling your home if it is a good market. During the boom, how low did foreclosure rates go?
Yeah, that's a great question. Let me see. Going back, we have the numbers in Lansing back to 2006, which may not have been the total peak of the market there, but in 2006, exactly 1% of all housing units had a foreclosure notice in the city or the metro area. So we're at more than double that rate.
I'm talking to Darren Bloomquist. He's the Director of Marketing Communications at Realty Track. So Darren, have you heard of this thing called this movement called Occupy Our Homes?
Yes.
Now, it's interesting because it's an effort apparently to avoid eviction. And I talked to a couple here in Southgate, Michigan that's involved. They're in their home. They've gotten an eviction notice. But what they said, that it was an interesting situation which involved their home being sold in a foreclosure auction by Bank of America. And Fannie Mae bought this home for over $130,000, while its real value is probably, they said, closer to $50,000 or less. This phenomenon of Fannie Mae buying a home at a foreclosure auction for such a high price, it seems very strange. What do you know about this, and what's the value of buying a home at such an inflated cost?
Well, I think, you know, without knowing all the details, my best interpretation of what's happening there is that Fannie Mae actually owned that loan, but Bank of America was servicing it, and so it gets a little confusing because the servicers don't own the loans, but they're the ones who the borrowers make the payments to and who will eventually start the foreclosure process if it comes to that. And so what we see happening a lot is an entity like Bank of America will foreclose, because they're the servicer, but then when the actual auction occurs, they're not the lender who takes back the property. That goes to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, and Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac do own a large portion of the loans in the country, and so it's not uncommon to see Bank of America or Wells Fargo foreclosing, but then when the property is actually taken back, it goes to Fannie or Freddie because they're the ones who actually are left recognizing the losses. And so, and then usually what they sell it back at the auction for is what was owed on the loan. And so I think that's what's happening there, is that the $130,000 is what the outstanding balance on the loan, and that's what Fannie Mae had to take it back for, because, and that's really what they're losing.
How does it work, though? Because once Fannie Mae buys it back, aren't they going to have to sell it again, but at market value, which would be much lower?
Yes, that's right. And that's where the tax, ultimately, if it's a Fannie Mae property, the taxpayer is on the hook for that, for that loss. So the one thing that's not clear to me in that situation is if they did and why they would have upped the auction price to $130,000 if less than $130,000 was owed on the loan, on the mortgage.
Well, I think that's probably about how much was owed. I think they'd been in the house for maybe 5 years or so, and I know they paid well over $130,000 for it.
Yeah.
So basically, are we seeing Fannie Mae then involved in many of the foreclosure auctions that are occurring across the country?
Yeah, by our estimates, Fannie and Freddie, and then you have the third kind of government entity that's involved in this, is HUD, or loans that are backed by the FHA. Those will go back to HUD, Housing and Urban Development. Those three combined are accounting for, our estimates are about a third of all the properties that are being foreclosed on.
I see.
Or that are foreclosed on right now. So it's a huge chunk of these foreclosures.
One last thing. This couple talked about how Bank of America, they had a trial period where they allowed the mortgage bill to be halved. So, and that was an amount the couple was able to pay. And then Bank of America decided to return it to the original full monthly mortgage bill, which I think was $1,300. Mm-hmm. Is that something that we see, I mean, with a bank attempting to give a homeowner a chance to stay in the home and then reversing themselves suddenly?
Honestly, the banks are ultimately looking out for their bottom line and for the bottom line of the what we call the investor who owns that loan, which in this case it sounds like Fannie Mae. So in order to modify the loan, they have to get approval from Fannie Mae to do that. Ultimately, they're crunching the numbers and saying, can we get more return out of this property or this loan by doing a loan modification, or can we get a better return by foreclosing? And, you know, that's unfortunately the sad reality. They're not, their primary goal is not to keep people in their homes. Their primary goal is to make money. And so that is something that can happen, and we see, if you look at the report from recently put out by the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, about 43% of all the loan modifications nationwide that have been done since 2008, those homes have actually ended up back in default, where the homeowner is missing their payments or they've actually been foreclosed on.
Wow.
So a big portion of those loan modifications are not sticking.
Darren Bloomquist, Director of Marketing Communications with RealtyTrack. Darren, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. We'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.